The California Faculty Association Humboldt chapter released a statement condemning the police raid on the Cal Poly campus and announced solidarity with protesters. They stated that the actions over the last week by Cal Poly Humboldt administration eroded the trust of faculty, staff, students, and the larger Humboldt community. Last week, the CFA passed a vote of no confidence for Cal Poly Humboldt President Tom Jackson and used the leadership of Dr. Keith Flamer of College of the Redwoods as a powerful juxtaposition, following Dr. Flamer's recent letter to President Biden, where he called for an immediate ceasefire.
Yes, my name is Keith Flamer, and I serve as the president of College of the Redwoods. And I have been here for close to 18 years, and I've been the president for a little over eight or thereabouts. Came here from Chicago, and before that I was in business with Kraft Foods and then the Marine Corps before then. So I've had experience at both the community colleges and baccalaureate institutions.
In his recent letter to President Biden, Dr. Flamer called for a ceasefire in Gaza. And with that in mind, we asked what his response is to the ongoing protests across the country on college campuses.
I guess, quite frankly, I'm of two minds, and it'll coalesce into one as soon as I start talking. I applaud and I would always support anyone's right to getting their voice out there. Free speech is something that I will always support. And I always encourage students, faculty, and staff to make their voices known in a very peaceful way. I don't have a problem with the encampments as long as it doesn't hinder the education of students or the right of workers to work. What is deplorable to me is when I see all the violence going on across the country. I see police escalating. I see the protesters escalating. I see protesters and counter-protesters fighting each other in the streets. That's not what free speech is all about. And I understand the emotions are running high. And I get that. I think that the message is being lost on why they're doing it and so much as what they're doing. And that is a deplorable situation. Now, I sent my letter to President Biden not to get into the politics of it because it's complex, but to, as the president, is to make our voice known, my voice known, and the Board of Trustees, calling on the United States to work their influence to have an immediate ceasefire. And why is that? Is that we see what close to 30,000 people who've died in the last, women and children who've died in the last 200 days. And when we see women and children dying, starving, being shot on both sides, hot hostages on both sides being done, we have a moral obligation, at least in my mind, to do something about it.
The letter also noted that the United States plays a vital diplomatic role in ending the suffering, and that saving lives is a moral imperative.
It calls on President Biden to use the influence of the United States to effect an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and in Israel, and not to choose sides, but also the ceasefire, but also to have the hostages return to their respective areas. And we call on it from a humanitarian perspective, right? That, quite frankly, is the gist of the letter.
On April 17th, Columbia University sparked a movement of student protest against Israel's ongoing military actions and occupations in Gaza. The New York Times report 30 different colleges across the country are also conducting solidarity protests. And we asked Dr. Flamer if College of the Redwoods has seen similar actions.
We haven't had protests at all, but we have students talking about it, talking not about protesting, but talking about how they can make their voices known of what's going on in Palestine. And I'm very proud that our students are asking the right questions, like, why is this happening? What's the history? And I'm also proud of the fact that our faculty set up a table in the middle of our quad to be able to answer student questions on the historical context of why it's happening, just and looking back 100 years and showing the complexity of the issue, and encouraging students to protest in a very peaceful way, or if they actually have to get some more information and judge for themselves what's true and what's not, but to make their voices known in a very peaceful way. So that really, that's what our faculty and the administration is focused on, is to educate, which is a perfect opportunity right now.
Many in the community have applauded Dr. Flamer and the College of the Redwoods administration for their proactive approach, which they say highlights the failure by Cal Poly Humboldt. We asked Dr. Flamer if he agrees.
I looked at what's happening at Cal Poly with some sadness, but I also know that my friend Tom Jackson did exactly what he had to do to safeguard property and people. I know that he is totally committed to students and student learning, and I think what happened up there just may have disrupted that. So I'm not going to judge his actions and what he did or didn't do, but I know his heart, and I know that he wants students to learn. And I know that he supports free speech without a doubt, but I think that the violence and the vandalism is something that I don't think anyone should, quite frankly, condone.
Sharing his final thoughts, he stated that his institution stands for freedom, justice, dignity, and peace for all people.
That the point of higher education is to educate people on really complex, thorny issues. And I think both CR and Cal Poly pride themselves on being able to help students think critically. But even more so, on both campuses, we pride ourselves on getting students involved, getting students to come up with solutions and to learn how to have dialogue across lines that may be thorny, right? And so that's what I encourage people to continuously do, is find common interest and find solutions to problems that have been problems for decades here.